Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 408 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Kaiser, K-H-I-Z-E-R, and you'll hear why I spell it out in just a sec. But I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks making it super easy for everybody out there to manage your business finances. They serve over 3 million small businesses, including mine, with helping manage our income, our expenses, and also our invoices. They make invoicing super professional and easy, so we can just, in a nice way, get paid much quicker and then continue doing what we need to do. They also have an award-winning map, so you can check, or an award-winning mobile app, or I guess I shortened that to map, but mobile app is, it's fantastic because you can check the health status of your finances and your business on the go. So check it out. You can get it for free for 30 days. You can check it out for free for 30 days by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Kaiser.
Hey, Pat, this is Kaiser Khan. I sing and play the guitar. I do not have a website yet, but I do use my personal Facebook page, Instagram, and Periscope to put out content and to build a following. I wanted to know how I could turn that into receiving income using those skills, because I've been doing it for almost a decade now and would like to release my own music and song covers out. My Instagram name is Kaiser Permanente, like the health insurance company. And your feedback would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Hey, Kaiser, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I spelled it out for you, or for everybody out there in the beginning, actually, so people weren't finding you at the actual Kaiser Permanente website, but more Kaiser, K-H-I-Z-E-R, Permanente, in terms of Instagram. So I'm excited to check out your music and things like that. But here's the big thing. I'm just going to tell you really quickly. You got to have some of your own property to be able to collect all of your followers on. And the reason I mentioned that, and what I mean is, what if Facebook were to, for some reason, restrict your account? Or go away. Happened to MySpace. A lot of people's accounts get banned on Facebook all the time for no reason. What if your Instagram account got hacked? What if your Periscope account got, what if Periscope goes away, which is, still very possible because it's still fairly new? You are potentially setting yourself up for massive disappointment by not having a way to collect email addresses and have your own website. You need to have something that you can control because you are building a business on somebody else's platform right now. And all these platforms are free, basically. So you never know what's going to happen to them. And Facebook could, for whatever reason, for example, just cut off your page and then you're done. And you couldn't do anything about it. It's happened to a lot of people before. So I really, really worry about that, Kaiser. So the best thing I would essentially have you do is create a website. It doesn't even have to be very big or have very much stuff. You can create a WordPress website, just get a nice theme up there with your image. But it'll also help you down the long run because you can, A, build an email list, which you should be doing. You should be getting as many fans to give you their email address as possible. It's like the number one mistake I see a lot of YouTube stars doing and musicians who do these songs and cover songs and who have millions of followers and they just rely on YouTube, for example, and that's it. But when you collect email addresses, it allows you to connect with your audience a little bit better. It also allows you to control that email list so that if something were to happen on one of these web properties or other social media platforms, you can then, you know, move somewhere else and really easily establish yourself much quicker. What if there's another social media platform that comes out later that's even better, that allows you to better even share your music? Well, you're going to have to start from scratch from there if that's the case, whether you still have these other ones or not, or you can just really quickly send an email and say, hey guys, I'm up on this new platform now. Check me out. Here's a direct link. Boom, you're up. You're one of the top stars on there and everything's golden, right? So you got to have a way to collect email addresses and bring people off of these platforms and onto your own brand where you can then control that experience. You can give people exclusive access to stuff they wouldn't get anywhere else as well. And that would only help you grow your audience on those platforms even faster. Because when you share those things, more people are going to share those things with other people. They're going to get into your email list. Every time you come out with something new, you could send an email out. It just makes things happen much faster. But again, for the most important reason, it gives you control over that following that you've worked so hard to create. So I'm so scared that anybody out there who's built a loyal following, especially somebody who has a lot of talent, just it immediately gets taken away. I would hate to see that. So you got to build your email list for sure. Now, does that mean you have to sell through your website? No, but of course, once you have a website of any kind, and again, like I said, it doesn't have to be super complicated and fancy, but it gives you a way to sell some of your goods. And, you know, it helps you get search engine optimization, of course, as well, but it helps you bring people back to a home base, if you will, a hub where everything else that you have going on is happening. And then later down the road, for example, let's say you do concerts and you go on tour. You need to have a website to share all that stuff. I mean, think about the future of what you're doing here and what you want to accomplish. Like, if that's a big goal, then you have to have a website where people go on and not just leave their email addresses, but can see everything else you have to offer and where you're going to be and where they can get tickets and all that stuff. So, again, just interacting with people on social media is great. It's obviously built a huge following for a lot of people and hopefully including yourself, Kaiser. But you need to bring these people back to your website. You need to start building an email list. And I know that a lot of people who've been doing this online business stuff for a while, and even those who haven't, would agree with me on this. Now, can you sell directly on social media? I guess that's a sort of secondary question here. Yes, you can, but only after you build a ton of trust with people. And it sounds like you've done that. So I hope you take that next step and bring those people off. You know, not necessarily off, like you wouldn't be able to contact them anymore or converse or interact with them on those sites. No, you're going to continue to do that. That's your primary leg of your brand in terms of building your audience and marketing. But you need to bring these people back to your website. But again, that doesn't mean you have to stop conversing on social media. I continue and encourage you to continue to do that. But in terms of selling, yes, you can sell on social media. I know a lot of people who do that. But, you know, think about it. Social media is like a big party. Right, everybody's talking, having conversations. You walk into this big gym; it's a big party, and you know when you're new to it, you have no idea what's going on. People are talking, right? If you're brand new to Twitter, for example, you're like, "What am I doing here? Who do I find?" But then you find your people, you start talking, and what if you were to make friends with those people, right? Then it would be more easy for you to just have them be interested in what you have to offer instead of you coming up to a group that you've never seen or heard of before, and you come in this conversation and say, "Hey guys, look at me, buy my stuff." Like, that doesn't work like that. So you got to be careful. There's a line there in terms of what you can and how you sell on social media. But again, the best thing and the thing that's worked out best for me is I sell on my website, and I sell a lot of other people's stuff through affiliate marketing and earning a commission and things like that. But I will eventually sell more of my own books and courses and things like that. And yes, I could sell those directly on social media where I put a link up to those sales pages, for example. But I think the best thing is to bring people back to my site and give them value. You know, on social media, I point to blog posts and videos, and then it is on those blog posts and videos and podcast episodes that people then understand what it is that I'm offering after giving them a ton of value as well. You know, sharing content that actually helps them in some way. And in return, they'll likely see what else I have to offer and either purchase it or click through or share it and things like that. So that sort of indirect selling on social media works more well than selling directly on social media. But it's not to say that that doesn't happen. It can be done. And, you know, if you had a new album that came out, for example, on iTunes, then, you know, it's not any harm to link directly to it. If it's, you know, if you're building that core group of audience and raving fans, and absolutely, I mean, that's what they're going to want. I would also follow a lot of celebrities and musicians that you admire as well, who and kind of see how they're using social media too. And if they don't, if they're not collecting an email address, well, then that's their own bad too. I know I follow a lot of celebrities and people to see how they manage their email accounts and their social media accounts. And a lot of them don't have email. It's kind of scary. Now they're at that tipping point where, of course, no matter what they do, people are going to follow them. But when you're just starting out, it's really important. And if you build that email list, it helps you to build that core group of true raving fans. And I would recommend Kaiser and everybody else out there who's just starting, especially, to find an article called 1,000 True Fans. It's by a guy named Kevin Kelly. Read it. It's going to help prove my point here and show you how important it is to build an email list. And although it doesn't mention an email list in that particular article, it just shows you the power of what can happen when you truly build that. It's like 1,000 people. It's not very big. But if you had 1,000 people who truly support you and love what you do, and you have an amazing relationship with them, and that's where the email comes in, it allows you to do that, to get into their heads, to be in front of them whenever you come out with something new. If you had 1,000 true fans who support you with what you do, and you had them paying you $100 a year for something that you for to get whatever it is that you have to offer them, I mean, that's not much money. A lot of us pay $100 a month for stuff we don't even use. So $100 a year, 1,000 true, absolute true fans, so you can, you know, they know you by name and you know them by name, hopefully. That's $100,000 a year right there. 1,000 people, $100 a year. That's not much. So it just shows you, puts a lot of things into perspective where let's focus on building those true fans, not getting a billion people coming to our site, but getting those 1,000 true fans who will love us for what we do. And so, Kaiser, I know you're on your way to building that, but I encourage you to build that email list. Get off of your social media accounts primarily and start building your platforms as well. But obviously continue to grow and build your social media platforms too. Because that's what's working for you. And I think Instagram is a great medium, Periscope absolutely, for especially for musicians, and Facebook too. Probably Instagram and Periscope more than Facebook, I would assume, just because of the algorithms and stuff. But anyway, Kaiser, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much. I hope everybody out there who's listening to this finds you on Instagram, Kaiser, K-H-I-Z-E-R, Permanente. And I'm going to check it out right after I record this. So best of luck to you. I hope you agree with me. And I'd love to get your follow-up thoughts on this, whether you want to send me an email or follow-up recording on AskPat as well. Maybe we can follow up with you and see how it goes. But either way, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much for calling in. And if anybody else out there has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from SpeakPipe.com. I also want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com, making it easy for me and 3 million other small business owners to manage our finances, making it really easy, especially come tax season, because, I mean, it's August already. We're just however many months away from starting to focus on our taxes and all that stuff. So it just makes it really easy with just a couple pushes of a button to create a PDF file that you could send to your tax guy, or you can print something out for yourself to manage your taxes when that all happens. Because I know it's a major headache for a lot of us, especially my first year when I had kept track of everything on Excel. Well, FreshBooks just makes it so much easier. So go ahead and check it out. You can try it for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, getfreshbooks.com, enter AskPat. And here's a quote for you from Gary Vaynerchuk to end the day. He said, "The reason we love our parents is because they loved us first. Every single company should take this advice." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of AskPat. Thanks. Hey there. Thank you for listening to AskPat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/AskPat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.